Well, Keaton, nice to see you back here. I suppose it's a bit bittersweet for you, but you've returned to a winning team tonight anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it's always good to play for Durham, especially in a winning cause. So, absolutely love tonight. Good to try and hit a white ball for a little bit, which has been, kind of 2 months. 2 months from the last one, or even 3 months actually. But absolutely loved today, and just really happy we came out with a win.
We were all scratching our heads this morning when the squad was announced, and of the 14 names, you weren't in it, and then suddenly this afternoon you were. So what happened today?
Look, I wasn't 100% sure, depending on availability. But at the end of the day, I've got to score runs and try and kind of make a case for myself. It's weight of runs, and I've got to be playing cricket to do that.
Yeah. It's a bit of a sad time for you in one respect, because you've gone into the England side and you're not with them for this coming series against the West Indies. There's been plenty of people queuing up to write your test obituary, but I know how your mind works. You'll not be thinking along those lines at all. Get back and get a few runs behind you, and hopefully you'll be with them again soon.
100%. Look, at the end of the day, the selection needs to be made by the selectors. That's why they do that tough job. It was a tough series. You got three of the top 12 or 13 bowlers in the world on some pretty tough surfaces, and it was tough and a really good learning experience for me. I've moved away, I think, a more knowledgeable and better player, and I'll definitely be in the nets, as I was this afternoon, grafting on my game to try and move myself forward.
Yeah. The irony is, the man who you stumped the batting here with is the man who's now being called up in Mark Stormont.
100%. Look, I mean, we all know Rock. He's a fantastic human, a fantastic cricketer. So all the best to Rock, and I really hope he does well. It's an amazing place to do well, and an amazing environment to be involved in. So all the best to Rock. He's taught me loads, and hopefully he really gets stuck in.
What have you been told from an England point of view? Just come back and knuckle down with Durham and they'll chat to you again in a few weeks' time?
Score runs, that's the currency we deal in, and that at the end of the day is what I have to do. We've got four first-class games, another three T20s, and I've got to get down, adjust certain things within myself, and score runs. That's a simple fact.
Now, the T20 tonight, it was your first appearance in the tournament this year. Halfway stage, 165. Ash Thorpe was convinced it was a winnable total. I was a little bit unsure as to whether it was a good score or not, but it proved to be in the end.
Yeah, look, at the start, we all kind of commented a little bit how slow it was and how kind of nibbly it was. It was tough to kind of hit the ball off a good length. So we thought we had a good kind of score on the board as long as we bashed away at the surface and had the odd slow ball. The guys did really well in the second half. Lathers as well struck the ball incredibly well. So, look, I think as a package tonight we did really well.
Yeah. And that middle bit where you and Ryan Pringle came into bowl and you were bowling in tandem, three crucial wickets fell in that period, they're big hitters as well, just sort of turned the momentum back in Durham's favour at that point, because Worcestershire had been slightly behind. You won your first power play of the tournament, by the way. Now, then they got ahead, quite a distance ahead, and then you reined them back in.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it was really good fun. Good fun to bowl in a competitive kind of environment again. Absolutely loved tonight. It was good fun, and good to be back amongst my mates that I've played with for 7 years, and good to be involved in a win.
And on Sunday, the final T20 at home this year, we've had some decent crowds, seen some excellent crowds this season, despite the struggles that Durham have had to contend with. It'd be nice to get a few more through the gate on Sunday against Birmingham.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It would be amazing if people could come down and really watch us and support us for the final home game. It's a young squad. And I say that like I'm 35, I'm only 25 myself. So, I mean, it's a really young squad and guys really learning and really trying to make their way, and I think they've done a fantastic job, so hopefully we can come away on Sunday and put in a really good performance.